Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to our Wednesday show here on Psychic Choice Radio via Blog Talk Radio over the internet. We're privileged to have psychic medium Chris Garcia with me once again this evening. Chris made that special request for a piece of music from Phil Collins and, of course, Genesis there with Phil back in the day. So there you go. Okay, right. We have five lovely callers, so we're going to say hello to Chris.
Hi. Hi, Ken. I'm just loving it. I'm loving it. That gives me so much energy to hear my lovable
Phil Collins. That's a great,
I love it. It lights up the mood. It really does. I mean, with everything going on, Ken, I really appreciate that.
Particular song
is good
for me at the moment, that one. Because, you know...
I love it. I love it, though. I mean, I love all the songs.
Everybody is, at the moment, confused. You know, everybody's living in that land of confusion at the moment, nobody knows.
But I'm glad to be on, so... But how have you been, Ken? You've been pretty good?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, okay... I had the bad news that my daughter had got COVID the other week.
Wow.
Now she's had a negative test today.
That's good. She came out negative.
But the two grandchildren caught it, and touch wood, they've got no symptoms. So, you know, I think God is good, you know. So at the moment, they've got no symptoms. And the little one, she's 3-year-old, and she's running around like, what's COVID? Because they don't know, do they?
But I send prayers to your family, and I just hope you get through it. Because, I mean, I think all of us are going through some kind of change with all this.
It's madness, isn't it? It really is. It is, you know, because you don't know what's around the corner, but, you know.
And I just want to say thank you to the callers that are listening.
Well, this is it. We're here, and that's the main thing. We're here, you know, to do what we do, and we enjoy it. So, you know, so we've got a call queue. There's several lovely people now, and the call queue is getting big, so we're going to get on with it, Chris. Right, okay. The first call this evening, Veronica.
Oh my God! Hi. Thank you for doing the show again, and I'm glad that happy that you're happy, regardless of all we go through. Thank you so much. I have some interesting questions to ask you.
Okay, so go ahead. What's up?
Okay, well. I know I asked you in the past, and you know, and it's a little bit like I'm not looking for love. And sometimes a guy becomes interested in me, or I see the signs, and I'm like, okay, I don't act on it. I just hold, wait. But I just have a question. Do you see like a I don't know why I have this feeling, but it's a spontaneous thing. It might just happen. Do you see like a marriage proposal? Are you able to describe who it is?
I can try because it sometimes it just depends on
what
comes through.
Maybe I didn't see the question right, and I apologize.
Okay, so as far as a marriage proposal. I'm being told yes, but it's not going to be like right away. But it's working on it. I'll just tell you that much. And the person that I'm seeing, he's kind of tall. To me, he looks tall. I would say he looks like oh my God, I can't even think of that guy's name. He's got real curly hair. Kind of like built. I would say he's like 5'5", maybe 5'6". I can't think of the damn singer's name. He has the same hair. I can't think of his name. Oh, Justin Timberlake. Not Justin Timberlake. Oh, my God. I can't think of his name. But I know it's blondish, and he's got a little bit of... It's real short, though, by the way. But he's, I would say, even though I'm not gay, but he's good-looking, I would say he would be later. I would say probably by... there is a possible marriage, but I'm being told before that marriage there is an engagement ring being done. So that's what I'm seeing.
Quick question. I think I have two marriage proposals coming up.
Yeah.
Is that
true? Well, I'm being told what I'm seeing is that these guys are... They want to settle down. They feel like they want to settle down. But I would say take it slow and don't rush it. Mm-hmm. That's what I was told to tell you. Just don't rush it and then just let it come. But I do see that one of them, I think he would want to marry, but he would be give you a promise ring. And I don't know why, but I'm seeing a heart ring, like a ring that has a heart on it. So that's kind of like a promise ring or an engagement ring, but he's not one that is still extravagant with rings, because that's what he wants to see, like how you're about and what you're about. And then the second card I got, mascara. You need to beautify yourself at times. I don't know why, but I'm being told that you need to cut your hair, put some nice makeup, and just look beautiful. Just be who you are. Don't ever second guess on the way you look, because I feel like you're like, oh, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh, I don't like the way I look. That's what I'm seeing. But I'm being told to tell you, beautify yourself and you'll be surprised, because I'm seeing, you're saying two men, but for some reason I'm seeing three men. So it's kind of like that meeny, miny, moe kind of thing. But I would say to beautify yourself, because a mascara card just came up. And then one of the guys has gone through a lot of arguments, because the argument card came up with the calling out card, by the way. So I would say just, okay, that's weird. It says to give you the temple of your body. It's telling me to tell you, you kind of feel that you're worthy of any man that comes in your life. If he does not accept that you're chunky, a little chunky, and you have a little bit extra meat on you, he's not for you. If he says, oh, you look too fat, but you can be fine as hell, I'm going to tell you like this. That's fucked up, because I saw this on an Instagram where this girl is beautiful, okay? And the guy that she admired told her she was fat, and I'm like looking at the picture and I'm thinking, this girl's nowhere near fat. So, I don't know why we're bringing that up, but I see you. I can hear you laughing. But
But
I'm being told that there's nothing wrong with you. The guy says you're fat, but you can be. Let's put it this way: if God made the curves all in the right places, you have nothing to worry about. I don't know why, but I'm hearing my friend Deb on the show, and I can hear her in my head, and she's like, what? You know, like that kind of thing. So, Deb, I know if you're listening, I'm just giving you that shout out. But just don't worry too much about it, Veronica. You're doing good. Beautify yourself, girlfriend.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Thank you. It was fun.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Oh, my God. So much.
I've never actually seen Veronica's page, but, you know, I think it's a bubbly voice. I would say, you know, yeah, exactly. You know, the bubbly voice would do it. Okay. Right, let's see where we are. Pam.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. Do I have to sing too?
Love, So what is the question that I can help you with today?
I'm just wondering if you're picking up anything about a job for me.
Okay, job. J-O-B.
Preferably good job.
Okay, you know what I just heard? I don't know why I haven't seen the word Friday or the movie Friday. The movie Friday with Ice Cube. And I said, today the subject is J-O-B. And then I'm hearing Friday. I don't know why that's just standing out to me. So there is possible a job coming or a job opportunity or a job interview. Okay. I would say it's finding something to that you love what you do is what I'm being told. Find something that resonates with you. And then for some reason, I was told to pull the cards out. And one of the cards that came out was obsession. And it says, there's nothing else that can replace my focus. So what I was told just by reading that, I would say focus on the job. I don't know why, but I mean, what if there's other things that you have focused on?
Mm-hmm.
So you've gotten your priorities right, so don't focus on that. And then I got, I don't know why, but maybe there's somebody else around you, they have an addiction. Is what I'm being told.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is probably somebody else that I'm picking up on. But as far as the job is concerned, I can see you working within probably by February. And I've seen a Friday because the movie just stood out Friday. So I see you, you do make some applications. I see you getting a job on a Friday. I wouldn't be surprised if it's... Go ahead.
I can give you some more specific information. I have a job offer. It's and I accepted it verbally. It's supposed to start in mid-February, but and everything was fine. And then I see that it was posted on Indeed, and that the position is still open. So because it was just a verbal agreement, I'm not sure if I have that job, even though it was offered to me.
I would say that, I don't know why, I guess there was something that they were listening to through the bike, through vocal. I don't know if they were looking at your, how enthused you were about it. But now that you say it's out in the open, I guess it's that they're just looking at different applicants. I don't know why, but what I keep seeing is Ash Wednesday, so I would say maybe after Ash Wednesday is what I'm seeing. I don't know if it's the same job or something that you might have that you apply, but I'm seeing you working.
Right.
So don't be surprised.
Do you see that job is still mine, or are they actually just, you know, still interviewing
you? I'm being told that they are interviewing, and I see 50-50. So you have a real good chance of getting it. But one thing I was going to say.
I've already been offered it. That's what's confusing to me. And he asked me if I wanted it and when can I start.
Well, according to what they're saying is that they are looking at other applicants, which is kind of confusing even with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, hold on. I'm being told yes. A part of me saying yes, but my guys are telling me no. I don't know what that's about. I guess it's, they're really kind of like undecided. I'm being told it's almost like a damn tie. I don't know why I'm being told that. But according to what I'm seeing, I see you working. Even though it's kind of confusing. But I have
another position I just had a second interview on, so that one's possibility too.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, and that's what I'm saying. You didn't tell me that, but I see you working. So if the other one doesn't take you, you are going to be working at the other one. And I'm for sure.
Okay.
And it is on the Friday. I want to say after Ash Wednesday, which I don't even know Ash Wednesday. I believe it's in February. I just don't remember when. But
okay.
Just keep on the lookout and get back to me. And
okay.
I just want to say congratulations and put that manifestation that you want this job. And I don't know why, but I'm getting the word attraction. So you might want to burn some attraction incense to bring it more to you so the other applicants won't get it.
Okay.
Okay, get some attraction incense and let it burn.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you, Pam. That's Pam. She's gone. Oh, okay. Bless her. All right. Just going to reset that little thing there. And let's see where we are. Okay. Patricia.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes. I'm sorry. You're gonna say
go ahead. I can hear you because I can barely hear you because you need to speak up a little bit louder. You sound kind of muffled.
Okay.
Can you ask me?
Okay. Let me check my volume. Can you hear me now, Chris?
Yes, I can hear you fine, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. My question surrounds a partner, a life partner, and finances. What do you see in those areas for me within the next couple of months, Chris? Finances and a life partner. Thank you.
Life partner. Well, I'm being told that you are your queen of your own world with the calling out card. So it's kind of like you expect more. Your expectations are very high. I'm being told that in your world, everything's complete, but from the outside, you feel lost. Don't know why I'm being told to tell you that. And then calling out the storm came out, and I'm being told that there's a powerful something that's coming on the inside, but on the outer, you see the greater purpose, and everything will come in its time. Personally, with a partner, hold on, I'm seeing a partner, I do see one. I don't know why I heard the word roommate. I don't know why I heard that. And I would say probably, okay, I'm asking my guy, just hold on for a second. Okay, can you mark? Okay, they're telling me March.
Oh.
I don't know why. Okay, and I'm being told that somebody's already told you this before. I mean, you've been told that you did get a reading from someone else, the person that you go to, and they told you something similar to what I just told you.
Surrounding a partner?
Yes, ma'am. I think
I think March was a day. I think March is a month I have been told about meeting someone because February wasn't going to be a good. Might have been. Yeah,
yeah.
I think March dropped. Okay, yes.
Okay, so that just validated what I just picked up. So
yes.
By any chance, what you got a reading, was it by a female?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That March is more in your favor. I don't know what the other person told you, but I keep seeing springtime during spring break time. And for some reason, I'm seeing the butterflies and I'm seeing flowers blooming. So it could be sometime in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I don't know what to do, but I see you jogging and I'm seeing you are. I mean, I've never seen you before, but I'm seeing that you jog at the park.
I do.
Okay, I am so done. I am so done. I don't know nothing. Okay.
I
don't know why, but I'm seeing that when you're jogging, I'm seeing you're going right and the person coming to the left. So it's kind of like intertwining, like you're running towards, you're going in a circle, and for some reason, I don't know why I'm seeing water, like it's like a lake, and then I'm seeing swans and ducks, and as you're running, I'm seeing the guy coming towards you, and boop, it's kind of like Fatal Attraction, and I'm being like, "Hey, would you like to go out on a picnic or something?" I don't know why, but I see that I'm seeing both of you coming right at each other. I'm not literally saying that, but like, I hope y'all don't bump each other's head. I wouldn't be surprised if you do at the park if you're looking. But I don't know why I said that, but I hope you don't really bump each other's heads. And if you do, you're gonna look at each other and you're gonna see, you know, like the cartoons where they show the little stars, and you're gonna see me looking at each other's eyes, and I can see both of you looking at each other's lips, and I'm thinking, uh-oh. I see this kind of getting kind of very spicy at first sight. I'm thinking, okay, they want to kiss, but they don't know each other. But yeah, but I can see more time frame for you. But I want to say probably, I'm seeing March for sure.
I received all of that, okay. Chris. I received it. Yes.
Oh my God, you're scaring me. You're really scaring me because I've done that to my friend Deb. I know she's going to the show, and she can say it every time. She's like, "Damn, Chris, you tell them she's the weirdest thing, and there's no way you could know it." I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I just wonder. But
so
anyway,
I do talk, but yes, I will stop talking.
But it's weird because when I see you running into him, I think by within the next 3 weeks after that, you're going to be moving in together. And
wow.
That's my apartment. I don't, and I would say that's going to be kind of close to April.
Well, I own my own home, and I've been a homeowner for 16 years, so who's moving with who? I mean, I don't plan on moving out of the...
I mean, I'm not saying, but I think you both are going to visit each other.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised if him trying to move in with you, but I would take it, even though you do run across each other at the park, but don't take that literally, because I think sometimes when you love at first sight, sometimes you just jump the gun, and you're like, a week later, can I move in? And you're just looking at him like, dude, we just barely met. But
yes.
But I can tell you that he is, not that I'm gay, but he's got some fine legs, girl.
I love nice legs. I love that. And when you run, you have nice legs. But yes, oh my goodness, I'm excited. I can't wait. It's been about 4 years, so I'm ready for a relationship now.
Long term. You know what? It's funny because I see it long term. And it's weird because I see it at a park. And you know what's funny? And I know you said this. I know you were laughing. You just said that when I told you running at the park at each other, you actually saw that in your head too?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's scary. That's scary if I can give you validation on that. That is some scary stuff. Wow.
I visualized it as you was talking, as you spoke it, I visualized it, and he was coming toward me, and I was right. So, yes, so much.
You're welcome, and have a blessed day.
Many blessings
to
you, Chris. Thank you.
That's insane. That's insane. I'm so done.
Thank you, Patricia. Okay. Right, our call queue has gone mad this evening. We've got 11 callers in the call queue, and we've taken 3 so far. Okay. Right, let's see where we are then. Caroline.
Hey, Chris.
What's up?
Well, I'm I hit a obstacle today, not really a big one. I relocated, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, I want to start a business, you know, that kind of thing, get settled in, and I'm trying to move one big item from where I used to live up here, so I'm just dealing with a lot of trying to iron out wrinkles, and I'm just wondering what you pick up. And, you know, I haven't seen my grandson. I haven't seen him because of COVID. His mom had COVID, and then I didn't see him through the holidays because I got sick after he came to visit me. I got pneumonia. So, yeah, I didn't see him for a while, so I'm going to see him this weekend, And I'm just wondering what you pick up. I certainly don't want to get stuck. And I'm really going out more. I wasn't going out into groups. And I'm going to start going into a pottery studio. And I'll do that starting Monday. So I'm just wondering what you pick up.
Well, first of all, I see that you're going to see him, but I was not sure where your mask if you do. I don't see anything going wrong, but I mean, but things can change. You know how things, I can tell you one thing, but things always tend to change, and I just hate that shit. I see things coming around. As far as the studio, I don't know why, but I'm seeing a lot of good things in the studio. I'm seeing, like, the mic. I'm seeing the microphone. I'm seeing growth in that. I don't know why. And I'm seeing, like, the tower card, so it's showing me that there's a lot of opportunities. But then at the same time, moving objects from one house to another, I don't know why I'm hearing the word distraction. Or there's illusions that are trying to make you not want to do this. But it's quote, what I'm seeing is that I feel like you can get through it. Because I'm being told that you're being tested. You're being tested with the word timing. Time frames is what I'm seeing. And challenges is what I'm hearing. And I'm getting a lot of confusion. And, oh, my God, I don't even know why I'm hearing this. When I remember when Ken played that Phil Collins song. Oh, my God, hold on. I'm trying to get that one lyric I'm hearing. Hold on. Okay, I'm hearing, it's a world that we live in. Something about the world that we live in. I don't know why I'm hearing that phrase in my head. And then I hear the word, he says, there's confusion. I have to listen to the song again. I love that song from Genesis. But I'm hearing that with you somehow because it's kind of like you want to change. But there's a lot of distractions there. But I'm being told that even though I'm seeing distractions, it's a leap of faith. I actually see almost like, so to speak, like jumping like a fairy. Or like a grasshopper over challenges, and I feel like you will overcome these challenges. But I see like a lot of distractions that are everything that, right, when something gets better, there's always something else you got to deal with. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm going by what you pick up. I'm not going to, I mean, you're the psychic.
I know, but doesn't it make sense, though?
Well, a lot of times, excuse me, I have been guilty of distractions. I mean, you know, especially if it were to come in the form of a single, unencumbered man.
It's funny that you say that because I think, yeah, I know you're not looking for it, but I do feel that men have always been a distraction for you when you're doing projects. You need to focus on your happiness. And then I'm looking at the Three of Wands, and it says development. So there's a lot of development that you need to overcome and challenges. Because I do see that there's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that you're going to get done. But it's a task, but I'm being told that you can do it. And it goes with the studio. It goes with everything. The Wheel of Fortune says before it gets any better, you've gone through a lot of worse changes because it's being told that the wheel is turning. I cannot believe this shit, but I'm hearing the wheel is turning. The wheel is turning. So, yeah, that's what they're telling me. So I do feel that if you do things the proper way they're done, the wheel turns faster and things will speed up for you. So that's what I was told to tell you. But I do feel that it's just taking the time and initiative to do it. Now, with that being said, let me see if I can get a time frame. I want to say, I don't know, mid-March to early April. if you speed it up, it can delay that time frame that I've seen. You just got to get, you got to get on top of your game. You got to be on top of your game, girl. That's what I'm being told to tell you directly. You got to be on top of your game. And as far as your grandson concerned, just keep your distance. I do see that you'll see him, but just try not to get sick, because I just know that when you get sick, it kind of slows you down, because you got to get better, you're going to clean, you can't go outside. So try to avoid getting sick as much as possible, even though I know that's hard, but it can be done, doing it with the proper measures. So just do what you need to do. I'm going to send you some prayers, and that's what I'm reading you, and just send you some prayers,
yeah,
and hope that you find it. In all this.
Yeah, I use a lot of, you know, I use masks, I use, you know, I do all the standard protection stuff, and I use alcohol, you know, so I do all that. Okay, the bell rang. All right. Thank you.
But good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, Carolyn. Let's see where we are. Catherine.
Hello.
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 I think that
are
song
you
you're singing, one of those
I
songs
know,
you're
right?
singing is what Tim played at the beginning of the show, the
I know. I'm connecting to messages in between.
Yeah.
It's insane, but how can I help you?
I would just like a general, any guidance from, if anything, what you're hearing for me.
Well, first of all, I see inheritance, seeing land,
seeing
property.
What?
Land and property.
Huh.
I heard the word inheritance. Sorry, I had to mute myself for a second because I was coughing. So I see inheritance. I've seen the Nine of Swords, which you did a lot of. You've been through a lot of loss and a lot of issues. And I'm seeing that all that shit's going to go away. And you're going to come into some inheritance. I don't know why, but I keep seeing a proper either a move. Or something like a transition or something to do with change. Something like a possible change for you, which is something that we all need in this time of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel that you do need some change, and I see that for you. So
yeah.
Let me see what I can dial with these oracles. I don't know why I'm being told the oracle, but I'm being told to use it for you. Okay, so first of all, is stay connected. They're trying for you to stay connected with the spiritual and the physical realm, and that you do have a team on the other side, on this form, to for you to always be connected, because I feel like at times you're being disconnected. The memory card is coming up, and it says the memories are like diamond, treasure them close to your heart, because once the memories are gone, it's like that's all you have left. But you better remember that spirit in the world, neither time or distance can stop the energy of love of from one another. Sorry. The other one I got was believing. I feel that you have a lack of self-confidence, which you need to change that. Because that's what I'm being told, is that you got to believe that you have a beautiful force in your body. You are capable of doing everything. And that you have to sometimes take risks, because I'm being told that you've always been in your comfort zone. And sometimes if you wanted to take challenges, but you kind of feel like, nah, I don't want to do it, because I feel like I'm going to fail. But I'm being told for you to take challenges. And then, I don't know why, but I'm not even shuffling the cards anymore. And I heard the word college. Degree. So there's something about college or thinking about going to college. I'm seeing that with your guides. You need to have more of an open mind and know that you are capable of anything. you put your mind to.
Yeah. I was looking at working at a college, possibly. And
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I see. Go ahead.
I love to travel and move, but with the work I do, I could see I stay in my, I've been in a comfort zone with my work. So I take big risks in some areas and not in others.
Mm-hmm. Why not? And it's funny that you said, you know, when I picked up college, that tells me that you've been wanting to be kind of like a teacher. I think that you would benefit not just from the people that you're teaching, but you'd be learning and learning a lot of stuff. And then with that, I don't know what they have in you or where you're at and what kind of class you have in college, but I keep seeing science. A little bit of, not too much, but I see a little bit of medical. So maybe it's what I'm picking up from your energy, but I feel that you're capable of doing every single one of those. I actually want to even say, I'm going to ask for sure. Is she from the past? Okay, I'm being told, yes, you are. You are from the past. You are one of the special children of the people in this world to make a big change. And I feel that you're here to teach and learn at the same time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got for you. That's what you're meant here to do. You're a teacher.
Yeah, I need to get back into that.
Yeah, so I feel that you need...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
I know you're saying you feel that I need.
I can't hear you. Can you speak up a little bit louder?
So it's kind of a funny question, but I find quarters just like in parking lots and around
mm-hmm.
stores and stuff. Is it a particular person on the other side that's dropping quarters, or it's just from, in general, my loved ones?
Okay, dropping the quarters. Okay, I don't know why, but I heard grandmother.
Aw.
Okay. And she's doing that to whenever she wants you to know that she's around, she leaves quarters, and she's not that far from the quarters. So it's kind of like, it's kind of, ooh, that's weird. Oh, my God. Oh, I haven't heard this in a long time. You know how, like, when you play games and you turn on the game to play quarters when you go to a game place and you play, like, basketball, you play the rolling balls and the pins? You open the door to that game, right? So what they do is that when they leave quarters, dimes, nickels, whatever they have, that's what they're doing to manifest. And you might, oh, my God, this is weird. I haven't heard this in a long time. She can manifest to where she can come out solid. And she's going to come to you. She's going to show you that she's near. And you want to know how? Look around when you go, when you find these quarters. And if you come across a female, you're going to see either an older lady or someone that resembles your grandmother. And I'm being told that this has happened to you, but you kind of like going away. They're total strangers. But I've noticed that this has happened to me before. And I've seen my grandmother in different ways. There's really quarters. And I'll see somebody that resembles her, but it could be the hair color, it could be the eyes, but it's just the same thing. So just know that she's around you when you see quarters.
Thank you. Yeah, I never thought about looking at people when I see a quarter. So I will look up. I just look down the ground. So I will look up for that.
Okay.
So thank you. That was great.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Wow.
Thank you, Catherine. You know, that's happened to me many times, Chris, where you see somebody that resembles, you know, one of your loved ones. Shortly after Carol's mother passed, we had to go to the hospital for something, and there was a lady that was a spitting image. And, you know, when we looked around again, she wasn't there, you know.
Wow.
Praise
that.
Yeah.
I've had that, Chicken. I've had my grandmother come to me with different, like the hate, where the lady just has either like a lighter hair or darker hair.
Mm-hmm.
I've had times where I've gone to certain stores, but you know where I've seen her. This is where I've seen her too. Or not that far, but there's like an HEB, and then right across the street is a cemetery. Well, I remember I was shopping because me and my mom had to go do something. Well, my mom didn't pay attention because I pay attention to everything. Well, we went across this lady. And I didn't say anything to my mom, and I looked at her. I'm thinking, wow, she looks like my grandma, and I'm not joking. When I looked at her, she smiled. And then when I looked at her, I was looking the other way because my mom had called me. And when I turned back, she was gone.
Gone, yeah. Yeah.
So, well, that's happening.
It's just like in the blink of an eye sort of thing. I know hospitals are big place, you know. And the possibility that she was called, but normally what they do when they call a person, they'll call their name out on the tannoy system. So, you know, I thought, well, she disappeared too quickly. You know, it was just too sudden. And, I thought, nah, she hasn't walked away that quick. Nobody can move that quick, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I've had that many, many times. Many times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right then, let's see where we are. Linda, all the ladies tonight.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing
fine.
So
how can I help you? So do you have any questions for me, or do you just want me to tell you what the cards have to say?
What the cards have to say?
Okay, let's see what we got from Miss Linda here. Okay, I'm so done. Okay, first of all, I'm being told that you got to you're gonna find some inspiring passion of things that you can do, things that you enjoy with your life and rejoice life. I'm being told that there is an opportunity or a new goal that will connect and turn better for you. And then I got the second card, the Father's Love. And the thing is that what I was told to tell you is how Father's Love is the strongest bond that any of us can ever experience. And I don't know why I'm being told to tell you that, but I'm being told that the Father's coming in. The Father's Love. Yes, ma'am. He's coming in very strong. It says that there's typing into your father is still here or has passed. The third card I got is that from the father to the studying card, I'm being told that your dad, even if you do or do not talk to him, or if he's on the other side, which I'm being told he is.
My father is alive.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, it must be a grandfather that I'm connecting to. It's a father figure.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
And I'm being told that whoever this is telling you that you need to get back into your studies. You need to find out and know who you are. And you need to learn a lot of new things, and something new is coming. And this, I'm being told that this opportunity is to expand your mind. Is what
it's
I'm saying. You need to expand your mind. So what?
I didn't hear what you say. You said it was
I'm saying study. You study and expand your mind. And I keep seeing like school. I don't know why, but I mean, don't either study or learning something that you love, because I'm being told that you lost the passion of it and you need to reconnect. You need to reconnect. So I'm being told that your studies are very important. And I'm being told that whoever this is pointing at you and says, girl, you need to get your shit together. That's exactly what I just heard. Get your shit together.
I'm at work, but I'm looking for like a better job.
Well, maybe that's what they're saying. What did you say?
The pay is good, but it's just like it's always something that's like pushing me back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you know what's weird is that have you ever thought about working at a store with metaphysical, like crystals and stuff? Because I'm being told that maybe, just maybe, you're drawn to more of the psychic realm or metaphysical or a workshop to where you can work on crystals and items. Because I feel like you're really in tune. And I see, I don't know why, but I'm seeing a lot of Louisiana with you. I'm seeing Louisiana, and I'm seeing a lot of roots that go back from your ancestors. And I'm being told that you need to get in touch with your Native American. And then I heard Blackfoot Indian or something black, you know, something to do with Blackfoot Indian. And I'm being told that you need to get in tune with your Native heritage, because I'm being told that with your Native, I feel like your Native and your guys have been calling you, and that's why everything, something always comes, because I feel that the work is good, and you can keep the job, but you might want to get something to do with something that you, like, within my head, I see, like, getting up in my head, and I see getting up, like, do I really have to go to work? Man, I don't know. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get up to go to work. It's not like you lost the passion of this job. Yes, the pay is good, but it doesn't satisfy you.
You need
to find something else. So maybe you need to get out of there. I'm not saying totally leave there. Find something else. Maybe find a hobby or do something on the side to do with more in the physical, spiritual realm.
I have a passion for, like, music and, like, dancing and writing. That's my passion.
Well, then do that and see if we can make a career out of it. Because I don't know why, but I see that if you're having a dancing and I don't know why, but I heard the word poet. I heard the word poet, so I just feel that you can do this. You just gotta put your mind to it.
Yeah. Do you feel like they'll put me in a better area than the area that I'm in now?
I feel like if you ask, and everyone should ask, I think they would. Personally, I think they would. But you have to prove that you deserve to be in that other area, because they promote people, and the more that they work hard, the work harder you go a level, and then once you go up that level, they pay you more for what department you're in. So yes, I feel that you can do it. It's just you gotta put your mind to it.
Yeah.
It's all up in your mind, and it can be done.
Last year I was told, like, I was supposed to, somebody was going to, like, propose to me or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that's
personally, I don't see it, but, I mean, it can change. Maybe there's something that you were supposed to discover. That's why it didn't come through. That person didn't propose to you. But I'm not saying it can't and won't happen, but it can. But it's all up to you where you take your career. Because I do see that if you take a change, that's where you're probably going to meet the one that you're meant to be with. But until you're stuck there and you think that you don't deserve better, you're going to be there. But I feel that you can get out. It's all up to you, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, okay. All right. Where are we? Jackie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Chris.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. So how can I help?
Yeah, I just want to know, is that general? Like what,
okay.
If there's any messages for me?
Okay. Okay. I'm just shuffling right now as you're talking, so I was just listening to your voice. Okay, so this is weird. I know I shuffled these damn things right. Father's love just came up again. I don't know why. There must be some kind of male's presence around here tonight. I've been feeling that all day. I just feel like there's a male presence around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm being told that you have to be responsible for the choices that you make in life.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to begin to tap into your own spirit and know that, appreciate and learn the intuitive wisdom inside you. And when you do that, you make better choices in what you do. Okay? With that, you need to have some self-love, because the self-love just came up. And you got to learn more about yourself, because I feel like when I'm looking at the self-love, it shows that she's looking at a rose. And she says, I can see just like this beautiful rose. I gotta, when you put water in a rose, what does it do? Put it water into a plant.
It blows.
What does it have? It grows, exactly. That's exactly what you do.
Yeah.
You're a seed. You plant more knowledge and wisdom, you grow. You grow and learn. And then what I was told to tell you is that you have hope. There's a lot of hope for you. Because I'm seeing that the tea light candle on the word hope, with the picture of the girl that's looking up, and she's like, I hope that there's something better out there. I hope there's someone better for me. I hope there's something in this world that I'm meant to do. That's what I keep hearing from you. I hope there's a change. I hope there's, but you gotta put that seed. You're like a flower. You gotta put love into yourself. And you can grow in knowledge and power. Don't tell me why I said that, but that's what I'm being told to tell you. Knowledge is power. Now it's up to you what you want to do with your power. Yep.
Well, I have been feeling the energy around.
Say it again.
I have been feeling the energy around me, and I do feel as if my father visits with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been trying to understand the messages. There's certain things that I want to do that I know he would want me to do, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it done because, you know, everyone don't see what I see. But I feel my father's energy and directive all the time, even more so than my mother's.
You know, it's funny, and I didn't tell you that, too, because I pulled a mother's card, and I felt your mother, too. But I didn't say that, but I felt more of your dad than your mom. And it's weird because I feel like your dad is trying to show you signs and you just got to pay attention. You might want to do some meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I'm being told, I wish I knew the name of the video, but you might want to connect with your guides. Connect to your dad on that level, but you got to listen to it, and it's got like different sounds. I think it's called connecting to my guide, and see what comes up. And for some reason, I keep seeing butterflies around you. So there's a bigger message, there's a bigger calling, and I feel that he knows what you're meant to do. It's just that when they're on the other side, it's harder to understand the messages because they're physically yelling at you or lecturing you, but you gotta be able to be a good interpreter. And it's weird that I said interpreter because I do feel that there's a lot of spirits around you. I see very native around you. I see a lot of people wanting you to do better, to do better than what they have. And then the biggest message I got, and I'm not even using the cards, is that remember where you came from. And that's going to be exactly where you need to look. Where you need to look. Remember where you came from. And that's the biggest clue I can give you. That's what they told me to tell you. Remember where you came from. Remember your roots. Remember your bloodline. And then you might want to look into that and see what you come up with.
Yes. But it's my bloodline, and I actually constantly say that to my sibling, one of my brothers, all the time, and he just seemed to like have a blank wall. But I am trying to bring things into fruition because I do remember.
Well,
I embrace that fully.
That's good.
But it just seems like they don't remember, or they don't believe, or they don't understand. But I do. And I've been asking ancestors to show them at least to I can move forward and not feel like I'm being held back by others who don't know what I know or what I feel.
You know what? You know what? What's funny is that I know Bell hasn't rang yet, but one thing I will tell you is it's not they don't remember. It's that they don't believe life after death. And I'm being told to tell you that they don't believe in life after death. They just think that when a person goes in the casket, the body stays with them and nothing comes out. No orb, no spirit, no reincarnation, none of that. They're so closed-minded that you know that even when you were little, I was told that you knew that there was something else. You didn't know what it was, but you knew that there was something else. And I'm being told that you are closer than what you think. You're closer than what you think, but you got to really tap into it. You might want to do some meditations and close your eyes and see what you get, because that helps me a lot. Try closing your eyes and listening to music and see what you get.
Okay. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, we've got another three people left in the call queue, but I can hear your voice breaking there. So if you're happy to carry on, we'll carry on with the other three people, but we'll take a little break first, yeah?
Okay, we can do it.
So what we'll do, we'll take a little break, ladies and gents, give Chris a chance to have a drink and get his voice back there. Because I can hear his voice altering a little. And I noticed that Chris sneezing a lot for the past two or three shows as well now. So if you know that these COVID conditions, if you're sneezing, you're probably good. Because it's like, oh, okay. Sneezing is a sign that you're at the end of something rather than at the beginning of it. But right, let's see what we got. I know.
Yeah.
Genesis, Phil Collins, follow me. Right, okay. Now, we've got three more people in the call queue. Nobody else can call in now because the phone lines are closed. If you look out on the Facebook page there, you'll see our Facebook page. If you can't find us on our Facebook page, if you click on tonight's guest, that will lead you from one page to the other. You'll be able to find the group page there. Have a look at interesting things coming up because we're going to try a few things this year. And what we're going to try to do, one of the things that's come to mind, is splitting the show in two. Now, obviously, we've got to get a reader to be able to do this. It might involve two readers, but if you contact the studio and you want a private reading, remember this is a private reading, and we can only fit four people in. We can fit four people in, and we'll do this in the first hour of our show. So the first hour of our show will be set to private and the second hour will be public, meaning that the second hour will start an hour later where people can call in. Yeah, only the people that have a link to the first hour of the show will be able to get into it. Yeah, so that's people that have actually paid. So this will consist of 15-minute readings for four people, yeah? So that's 15-minute readings for four people, but it will cost you. Now, we're thinking of setting a price for 15 minutes. I think a fair price would probably be 10 pounds, 10 pounds for 15 minutes. Reasonable or unreasonable? Now, we're going to leave it up to you, the public, there to decide, but look out for those changes. It's just a thought at the moment, but can we make it work? Right, so we're going to bring Chris back online now after the music, and we've got three lovely callers still waiting. Thank you. And we have Kerry.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Chris. Hi, Jen.
What's up?
I'm glad to see you guys back on the air.
I know. I've been just kind of happy that I'm back. Yep.
Okay. Well, I just have one quick question in regards to employment.
Mm-hmm.
I think on Friday I'm getting my resume out. Like, now I'm actually ready to start getting my resume out. And I just would like to know, do you see me interviewing in the month of February, starting something in March remotely?
Okay. Sorry, I had to put it on mute because I was coughing. But I was listening to you, though. What about the card to listen?
Hmm?
I'm being told to listen. The card that you told me for you to listen. What
mm-hmm.
what said beneath the words? For some reason, I see employment. I want to say probably in mid-February going into March. Okay.
That's what I was thinking, too,
Then I got the Dream Talk card, which is kind of like a lot of dreams. You're going to be talking in the dream. And almost kind of like you guys are going to reach out to you and show you symbols, messages, and more. I'm being told to pay attention to the dreams that you're having. And when you're doing it, make sure that you breathe.
Okay. I plan on taking some Tai Chi classes, yeah.
So you just do some breathing, and that should help mm-hmm. you, and you should be fine. You should be fine. And that's what I got for you. Now, as far as the other question you got, I see that going from March to April. The employment is from February to March, and then the other thing that you got was from March to April. So it's going to be all connected.
That sounds good. And in the new job, because I'm trying to get, I'm trying to go into a different industry. So it will be in the hospitality industry. Do you see, I'm just thinking, because mm-hmm. you know I'm empathic. Do you see anybody, I don't get it, but do you see anybody being, like, for example, a male being jealous of me? I think he's tall, slender, but just jealous, and I don't understand why. Or if it's not in the hospitality, that could be in finance, in the financial industry, which I plan on not going back to.
I would say it's the first one.
The hospitality?
I would say, I've been told there's a growth. There's growth in there. So it's jealousy because of growth and knowledge. And that's why you get jealousy.
Is it a female or a male? I'm thinking a male, but
hold
it could be a female.
Oh, let me ask you, is it male or female? I'm getting female, more stronger than male.
Do you know what race female. She is? What her race is?
I would say African American.
Oh, okay. I'll just kindly push her out the way.
Okay, and that's what I got for you, African American.
Oh,
but
okay.
She can also
awesome.
be told that she's Puerto Rican, by the way, too. So she's a mixture. She's Puerto Rican, too.
Okay.
Oh.
So she's mixed black and Puerto Rican, and she's jealous.
Yes.
Because
yes.
of growth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm being told advancement is a one another thing that's triggering her. It's a lot of advancement and growing to the next level because she wants to learn. She wanted to be in that same position because you're growing and they're promoting you. She's not as good at promoting you. That's why.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a problem, not mine. All right. That sounds good.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Ready. Thank you. Thanks, Kelly. Ah, ready. Where are we on it? Queen.
Hi, Chris.
What's up?
It's all good.
I've been pretty good. Me too.
Good.
Okay, so what I had was breathing. There's a bridge between your body and soul. Connect from inside and out. Connect to the universe. The breathing permits your entire being with life going through force. I was also told with relationships, going to be people that are probably going to be coming in and out of your life. Some will leave and some will grow. And then some, get be aware that every relationship is an opportunity for soul growth. And then for some reason, I see the Animal Kingdom cards coming up and I see a snake. Okay. And then I'm seeing a hawk. For some reason, I keep seeing a hawk. So that's what I'm seeing for you. I feel like for some reason, I'm getting animal communication. That's going to be something that you will be doing. People will probably ask you to communicate with their animals. So you're going to be coming to that. And then I'm seeing in my head, I see the Panther card, which means the unknown. So you're going to be going into the unknown more than what you do, your readings and other stuff that you do. So I'm being told that you're going to be going into more of the unknown kind of aspect. And then I'm being told that you are receiving many blessings and continue reaching out to others and give to others. And you will get received back by the law of attraction. That's what I was told. Do you have any questions?
Well, I thank you. The snake, to me, is representing shedding skin, growing. The bees. Since you're talking about nature so much in that way. Me and the bees, from your perspective, and the honey.
Yep, that's a different. That's where you're growing. It's a different change, and it's a different. I'm hearing the word season with you. I don't know why, but I'm hearing it. Time of season. It's gonna be a big change for you.
Mm.
So that's what I'm seeing with that. Okay. Now, as far as everything else. Your conventions or whatever else is messy. You're doing a real good job, so keep it up. Keep up what you're doing, because you're doing a very good job. Now it's just to focus on connecting relationships and just helping and guiding others. And the law of attraction is very important in this type of work. And whatever you give out is what you're going to get back.
Real talk. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
My brother. Thank you, Ken. And that sounds like a good a plan that you're working on. Keep working on it. Something good will come from that the first hour. It's going to work out.
I believe it will. But, I've looked at it because it's kind of odd. that we've been in the studio for like 10 years, just over there. And, you know, you can change the, we pay for 2 hours, and currently we're only doing like 60 minute plus, and we're doing a 60 minute plus there this evening because we want to try and get through everybody. So Chris has, you know, gone over a little bit for us. There's just one more person left now. Carmen in just a moment. But, yeah, the idea is that, you know, I haven't noticed before that you can actually change the visibility. But you can only do it inside the show, inside the studio itself once you're there. You can't change it on the show page. People are saying for years that, why don't you do half and half show? I said, well, it's not possible. They said, well, it is possible because we've done it before. And I thought, well, okay. Maybe, you know, if it'd be overlooking this for years, and in the world where it says visibility, you can actually set the visibility and set it to private for the first hour and public for the second hour. And I thought, okay. So you can actually click inside that and change it. And it will automatically change visibility. I haven't tried it yet. So, yeah, touch wood, it will, should work. But we it needs to be tried first. If it doesn't, then we fail. But if it does, you know, we'll definitely be able to try it at least and see how that works. Anyway. We're going to take our last call, and we're going to finish this one because we've gone way over the clock there this evening. We may well go back to 2 hour broadcasting there, ladies and gentlemen. It really depends on you because we are getting large call queues again. So it really depends upon you, the callers. Okay, we're going to bring Chris in for this last call, and we have Carmen.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, this is Carmen. I wanted to find out any messages from the others, any messages for me related to work, maybe.
Well, I was told something again. Close to trust. And understand that there is an alternative path. Your path is considered safe, more than familiar. Missing out on less opportunities and so much more. So you got to trust in yourself. Is what I see with that. Okay. And then.
It's hard to hear you. You sound very muzzled.
Well, I said for you got to trust in yourself. Can you hear me
now? Yes, much better. Thank you.
And then I got the forgiveness card. Well, there's going to be a lot of transformation to heal.
Yeah, you have to speak a little bit louder, please. A bit louder.
There's
got to
be forgiveness. There's got to be forgiveness.
Yes. Okay, forgiveness.
And there's going to be time to heal and have transformation. From human emotion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw that when you let go of holding on to resentment or anger, it's going to stop you from your spiritual growth. But I do feel that you are growing with the company and the stuff that you do. And then I'm being told with the child love card coming out, there, you have to have the inner child to have fun. There's a time to establish. There's a time to be have the inner child, and there's time to be serious.
Yeah,
and then I'm seeing new beginnings for you. So there's a lot of new opportunities coming for you, but you just gotta just be more open to it. And that's what I got for you. You just gotta be more open to it. You're welcome. and connect with nature is what I was told too, by the way. To be, to connect with nature can help you to connect with everything. So sometimes getting time for yourself will be a perfect time to do it. And connecting to nature is connecting to the trees, butterflies, everything outside, because connecting that, you know, is kind of like getting out of the work environment.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Is there any, yeah, is what's going to happen now with job? What do you see?
Well, I see a lot of different opportunities coming. I don't know why, but
okay.
I guess, you know, I'm like, opportunities, but I feel like there was going to be a change. I don't know what kind of change, but I got like the word change and having to do with either leaving or maybe getting a promoting. So we're going to be working in a different area. Because right now it doesn't seem very satisfying for me. I don't see very satisfying energy. So I feel like you're not very satisfied with where you're at. I feel like you want to move up the ladder. And I just see you moving up the ladder. I want to say within a week or two, you're going to be moving up the ladder very, very soon.
Okay.
I would say probably by February is what I'm seeing with that. February time frame.
Okay. I'll be hanging in there.
Yeah, and I see
anything
you.
About...
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you see any potential relationships coming into my life, like a partnership with a man?
Okay, I'm not even... Hold on, let me see what I can feel with that. Is she going to have a partner anytime soon? Okay, they're telling me yes.
Okay. Sorry?
No, I'm asking my guide.
Oh, okay.
I want to say probably by... I'm being told by March the relationship will come into play with the work environment.
Okay.
There's a work environment, but the person is going to be in a different position. So you're not going to be seeing each other, but it's going to be in the same field of work. So that's going to be March time frame.
Yeah, that would be nice. Thank you.
Keep me posted. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Carmen. Right, don't wrap it up then, ladies and gents. So, Chris, we're going to have to up the minutes, I think, because, we've gone on the last three shows now, we've gone over the clock. I think what we probably do is set it to 90 minutes and then... there we go from there. We might build back up to the 2 hours again, but it's definitely getting up that way again. It's definitely getting up to the 2 hour mark again.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. We might get back to 22 callers again. I think that would be the biggest call queue that we had. 22 calls. I think so. Chris at the moment is like doing for a Wednesday 1 hour, and then on a Friday an hour again. So we've gone over the clock now on the past three shows with Chris. So you know, very popular shows, but our call queues are getting there. But say, look out for that, ladies and gents. I will be making a post on Facebook about it, if I can word it right, to make people or try to make people understand the way it's going to work. So people will have to book with the reader. There goes a little blue. And they book through the studio with the reader, and they can take four people, basically, at 15 minutes apiece. So we get an average of say, I think might be safer with three people. So we take like three people and give them 15 minutes apiece. It gives us like intervals in between each person rather than trying to force four people into an hour and then grind on to our public show for a second hour. It might mean that we'll have two readers, one doing private and one doing the public show. So how that's going to pan out, we don't really know yet, but we're going to have a go at it. And hopefully we'll be able to generate some money towards the readers for what they do. So, you know, we'll see how it works. Yeah. It doesn't stop people calling back for the public part and maybe calling in again for the public part. I'm getting there. Another 10 minutes. Oh, can you add on, can you give me a bit more information and get an extra 7 minutes in the public part of the show? A bit cheeky limit, but no. I'm sure people will try to do that, but there you go. We'll see how it pans out and give it a go. We're going to play it with something because we've got time to... it's a two-hour block that we have, and we only use 1 hour of it at the moment. So we're going to use it this evening, and we're going to play another piece of music because Chris has done marvellous this evening.